Tigers by 41 points, getting their sixth win of the season. So they moved to 6-3 in that draw against the Pies, of course. Brisbane's third loss of the season, 7-3. Still in second, Richmond moving up to third. That could change, though, with other results to come. Final score, 12-10, 82, 4-17. The Lions tonight, 41, led at every change. Richmond, quarter-time, half-time, three-quarter-time, and, of course, the one at the end. They are just been in the rooms and singing their song. Here it is with Thanks to Fox Footy. Building into the season nicely, as we said, Blackie, because at one point they were one win, that draw against the Pies, and then two losses, and you thought, oh, maybe they're falling off a little bit, but they've peeled off five out of their last six games, and they've got the Power to come at the Adelaide Oval. That'll be tough, obviously, Power in good form. Then the Suns at the Gabba, and with the form of Dustin Martin, Shea Bolton, they're looking ominous.
Oh, no doubt about that. They've taken the game to a new level in the last fortnight now. So, season's on for the Tigers. Hopefully, they'll get a couple of their injured players back shortly. They are looking the old selves, and as they have done in years gone by, they've built their year, and now they're building it nicely towards the last 5 or 6 weeks of the year.
What a luxury, though. They've got those players to come back.
Prestia.
Asprey.
Caddy.
Yep.
Edwards.
Yep. Rioli, if he gets back in.
Nankervis.
You know, what a luxury those players to come back. Who are you going to leave out? I mean, they had no passengers tonight.
Mm. Yep.
And you'd be really stiff to be left out.
Some of the players have really emerged, I reckon, will feature in Blackie's vault. Shea Bolton was great tonight. Liam Baker, of course, had already been in the team, but sort of has moved from a small forward to a small defender. And
elevated himself tonight.
Yeah, plenty of the footy.
I loved his work last week, but
yep.
Just elevated himself again.
Yeah, just very busy, isn't he? Jack Ross called his name quite a bit in that second half, so lots to look forward to if you're a Tigers fan. Today's I'm loving it moment, it was a bit of dusty magic. Normally we're calling a goal, but how about this in the second quarter, the 22nd minute mark, here's how we called it on Triple M Footy. Short a bit indecisive, but he played on, decides to go up to the wing. Good work
great
there
hands.
From Lynch, great hands in towards Bolton, and he streams toward the forward 50. Going up was Arts, couldn't quite take the mark, but he got it to the dangerous Dusty.
Right.
What a handball to Jake Arts.
Oh.
Great running, great handball, and he's just snuck it in.
Oh, Dusty.
Put it down to Dusty.
That was unbelievable from Dustin Martin. It was special the way he created that space. He drew a couple of defenders out, and Arts runs into the open goal.
Just good to watch. I mean, we mentioned that last week. We were here the last game from that pocket, and he was the I'm loving it moment last week as well, Dusty kicking that goal. So he's just in everything. And I mentioned throughout the call that he's – I know he signed for, 78 years and $1 billion, but he's worth every cent.
Triple M Amy review. We know how dangerous he is inside the forward 50. Can you compare him to Michael Voss? Because he was a great forward 50 player. How do those two compare in terms of their forward craft, you reckon?
Oh, geez. I'd love to just see them at the age of 25 each, just kick a ball up in the air and say, boys, fight for that. How good would that be?
Vossi had really good hands as far as marking the ball. He could use his body and actually take a real sticky catch, played taller than what he is.
Yep.
Dusty probably prefers the ball to maybe be on the ground a bit more rather than sort of outbodying and marking an opponent. Dusty's good at using his body. But the ball often comes to ground, and that's where he excels.
Yep.
He just grabs it, gets away from his opponent, and then he's dangerous.
Yeah, you know something's going to happen when the ball goes near Dustin Martin in the forward 50. All right, Blackie, the Triple MVP award, champs, you were lobbying for a defender to sneak into the votes.
Oh, please, come on.
Rackoff.
Bloody frauds.
No Dylan Grimes?
Actually, no, you're right. I've got Liam Baker.
Oh, okay.
Hey. Yeah, he's one vote tonight, boys. He was terrific. 26 touches. He had... When you have 7 rebounds, 50, he was just a great setter-upper of play off halfback. Mm. We know what a great side they are from halfback, and he was terrific tonight.
Setter-upper, that's as good a word as slud or slid.
Sorry?
Just the words that Champs has been making up. He's trying to pretend you've made up a word there.
Rightio, two bolts.
Carry on.
I said two bolts. Two votes to Shea Bolton. What did he have? 24 touches, 6 clearances, 14 contested possession, kicked the goal. He was superb. He was dynamic out of clearances tonight, and he was also dynamic on the end of some handball receives, kicking the ball inside forward 50. He was magnificent. Two votes. Three votes. Well, he's the great man. His name's Dustin Martin. He got 24 touches, 9 inside 50s. The Tigers had 12 marks inside forward 50, and Dusty was responsible for a bunch of those from his exquisite skills. 3 direct score assists, 10 contested possession, blah, blah, blah. I could go on, champs, but he was just magnificent once again tonight. Not his best game, I won't say that, but I think the 3 votes was actually quite tough tonight, but he just got over the line.
And he was a fingertip off kicking a goal as well.
He was. That would have been incredible.
The fingers and would have set it up nicely.
When he kind of batted the ball in front of him and held off Gardner, turned and snapped. Gardner just got a fingertip to that. Tomorrow night, Footy Mania continues with a double header. In a word, tips here, fellas. Cats and Kangaroos.
Cats.
And Crows and the D's.
D's.
And then we are back here on Thursday night to the Saints and the Suns. The Saints are up and about. They're a good team to call at the moment.
Yes, Saints they are. Your boys.
Yeah, well, and the Suns just, I saw them against the Giants on Sunday, maybe lacking a little bit of energy, perhaps starting to get a little bit tired.
Well, a few years ago, they historically got off to a good start, didn't they, with their seasons, and then their younger brigade, because they're an up-and-coming team and very young team, they just sort of couldn't sustain that sort of pressure and running ability. And that's possibly what's happening right now. But they were good to watch early. They might jump out and surprise, but they've got a similar thing going on with Brisbane and Richmond, not winning in 15 games now. I think was it 9 or 10? Gold Coast can't beat GWS in the last 9 outings. So they've got it's a bit of a bogey side for them.
All right, Tigers up next. Their next assignment is Port Adelaide, Saturday night at the Adelaide Oval. And it is the Lions regrouping to take on the Dogs at the Gabba also on Saturday night. Great work, champs.
Tomo.
Blackie, good well done. Three votes to you again. Linda Mellon, Jack up the back. Thank you, fellas, for helping out tonight. Leroy back in the studio as well, where it was the Tigers by 41 points here at Metricon Stadium tonight. 15 in a row against the Lions now, dating back to 2009, the longest streak currently in the AFL. For the final time, for McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.